Yo, what up? It's Ocean Glapion again, and this is another episode of Funny Stories with Ocean Glapion. Man, I'm excited today. I think, you know, I love all my guests. I'm going to say that from everyone that's already recorded and everything, but I'm super excited to have this guy on the podcast today. He is one of the premier comics in the country. Funny, talented, nice looking brother, don't eat no meat, and it's, I don't know how you do that, but.
Hey, you did it right in the middle.
Don't eat no meat, or none of that.
Hey, you know, it's, everybody say that, but it's like, I'm not gonna sit up here and try to front. It's hard.
Yeah.
You've been eating meat all your life, it's right. Hard, bruh. Now people be like, he's eating. No, man, it's not. It's fucking hard
right. To
break a habit of eating something every day for all your life and you just cut it off. It's hard. But I mean, when you realize the benefits of it, it makes it more worth it for you and you realize, okay, this is why I'm doing it. So
Right. Because I seen you like, you was, I seen you out and, you know, no homo, but you know, I think you had a shirt off. I'm like, God, that nigga, how do you stay in shape? You was like, no flesh, and walked away from me. I'm like, this nigga. No flesh, hey, and just walked away. I'm like,
I knew it. I said, no flesh.
All right, nigga.
I was just saying, said, no flesh, and walked away.
Walked away from me. I'm like, all right, cool. But we have the very talented, very funny, comedic, brother, writer, actor, D-Lay in the building.
What's good,
yeah.
Man? What's good, man? What I told you D-Lay? I was coming through this thing.
You did? Yo, man. Listen. I felt
because I know niggas be lying. Niggas be like, hey, what time? They be sound like y'all on the same page. You said 12. Oh, shit. I'm free. It just so happened, I'm in town. I'm free. Just when you call, hey man, we still good? What time you say? Oh shit. Oh fuck no. No.
That's what I was expecting you to do, yeah, too. I was like, he's not going to show up. I'm just going, man, I'm a hope for it.
Yeah,
like, you like, you like the pretty girl that I want to get out on a date. I'm like, yo, I need D-Lay, please.
Today. I'm coming. You said we got the date today, right?
You said we got the date today. You sure we on it? That's hilarious. Where you from?
Man, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Alexandria.
And started my comedy career in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long ago?
This year makes 17 years. Stand up. Started off in a little club. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take it. I got the story first. I need you to walk into this shit.
Okay, hold on. All right, before we go, here we go. All right, so if you're new to this podcast, what this is Funny Stories with Ocean. I'm the host, and I go, either you go first or I go first. But we tell each other a funny story. I asked D-Lay off the podcast which one he wanted to do. He said he wanted to go second, but now we're here.
Yeah.
He want to go first.
Yes.
So, bam, tell your story.
Okay, he asked me where I started comedy.
Yeah.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right.
At this club called Club Culture.
Uh-huh.
It was a reggae club, and it was an African guy that ran it. And his name was Olu. Now, how I got this gig was, I was the host of this night.
Right.
Monday nights, every night. Started off, nobody in the club.
Right.
This is how I got the goddamn gig. First of all, I didn't want to do comedy.
That's the first.
No!
Why?
Fuck no! I let this dude talk me into it. I was a blackjack dealer.
Right.
And this dude came by my table and was like, man, you funny, you should be a comedian. I was like, man, whatever.
Right.
6 months later, same dude come back. He said, man, you still wasting your time. You should be a comedian.
Right.
I don't know nothing about this shit. Don't worry, man. I know a guy that owns a comedy club over at the Funny Bone. It's called AAA. The Funny Bone in Baton Rouge. I can talk to him and get you a show. I was like, I don't know. Let me think about it. I go on break. The dealer who was next to me overheard the conversation. He said, man, I think you should do it.
Right.
I'm like, you think so? He said, yeah, man, you're funny. I was like, all right, fuck it, let me try.
Right.
So they gave me like a week. Told everybody on the boat. I was dealing on the boat. Blackjack deal on the boat. I said, I'm doing comedy. Everybody was like, oh shit. Night of the show, sold out. So on a Thursday, sold out. You know how they had a headliner,
right?
They got the house MC in there. So I'm nervous as shit. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. I ain't never did this before. Right. Nobody talked to me. Nobody gave me no instructions.
Right. Nothing.
Get on the bike, nigga.
Right. Just ride.
Just ride.
Get in the pool, nigga.
Get in the pool. You can swim. Like, but it's an ocean. It's not a pool. So, dog, right. I said, fuck it, let me do it. The host, I'll never forget. His name was Tom Hayden, maybe. Tom brought me up so great. Bruh, he brought... Coming to the stage, this next gentleman has a bright, bright future in the game of comedy. You've known him. If you don't know him, please get familiar with the name. You're going to see him on all your hot networks. I can see an HBO special in his part. In his future, please, guys, give it up for D-Lay. That's a lot of good shit. That's a, he just gave me a lot of good shit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to follow
right,
this shit.
Right,
he gave me a lot of
right.
Fuck it, I go up there. All these people are here for me. I go up. These people are on fire.
Right.
They're going crazy. I got 5 minutes.
Tops.
That's all it. Well, I don't have 5 minutes.
Right.
They gave me five minutes. I got 2.5.
Right.
I don't have 5.
Right.
So I said, well, I figured a laughter will stretch it out. So I go up, doing my thing, throughout the first joke. Flat line. Nothing. I said, oh. Okay. This shit didn't go nothing like I planned.
Right.
Y'all was supposed to. This is like the big bang. Yeah, they didn't like it. Fuck it. Let's go to joke number two. Sound joke number two. Nothing. Now I panic.
You
I fucking panic.
Right.
I can't remember nothing else at this point. So I'm just rambling on. And I looked in the audience and I knew they were uncomfortable.
Right.
They started just moving around.
Right.
Like, I said, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I gotta help me get through this shit. Trying to get through it. I can't get through it. Can't get a joke. I'm just trying to get a punch. Just give me a punch.
Right.
Just give me one fucking lap and I can get out of here. I see them giving me the light. I'm like, I can't leave. They haven't laughed. I can't go right now.
Right.
I'm trying. Finally, I said something. I don't know what I said. Like, I heard a couple of people chuckle. I was like, I'm D-Lay. I'm out.
Right, you jumped on
I'm out of here. I said, let me get the fuck out of this goddamn showroom.
Right.
I leave out of the showroom. I go up to the bar. I'm sitting at the bar. I was like, bartender, just keep giving me Hennessy's. Don't you stop.
Right.
So I'm taking my shot. And this lady come up behind me. She said, hey. I didn't even turn my back. I just let her talk to me. I'm standing like, she said, hey, my name's Lacey. I want to talk to you about doing another show. I didn't even turn around. My back was turned. I'm sitting there. I said, ma'am, did you see what just happened in that showroom? Yes, I saw it. And I think you have something. I said, ma'am, I still haven't turned around. My back is still to her. I said, ma'am, I don't know what you saw, but I'm never doing comedy. Ever again. Please just let me get drunk in peace.
Right.
Okay, well, just my name is Lacey. If you know, I think you want to thank you, ma'am. I'm not doing comedy. I get drunk. Here's the bad thing about bombing. And when you have a job.
Right.
I had to go back to work. With them same niggas that saw me bomb.
Right.
For 8 hours.
Right.
That's 8 hours.
Oh, so you had a shift after
I had a shift.
Oh, wow.
The following day, I had a shift.
Okay, right.
Man, I'm sitting there. These people were so... They didn't even know what to say to me the next day at work. They were like, hey, still got your job, right? Right? You got your job, right? I get back on the blackjack table. Lacey walks back up. This lady... She said, hey, D-Lay, listen, I know you said you don't want to do comedy, but I got a show coming up, and I think you'd be great for it. I said, ma'am, listen, I'm never doing comedy again. Please just leave me alone.
Right.
She said, come on, I don't want to take no for an answer. I see something. I said, no, please.
Right.
She said, if you do this one show for me, I will never bother you again. You'll never have to do comedy. I said, okay, cool. I'm going to do this one show for you, and you're not going to fuck with me no more. I won't talk to you no more about comedy. Cool. Shows that Friday. I get that at Friday. I don't know. It's a real live competition that she didn't sign me up for. I'm like,
wow.
I'm not built for this. I don't know what. I don't know nothing about this shit.
Right, right.
Oh, you set me up, bitch. You set me up.
Right.
Man, fuck. All right. Fuck, man. I said, I'm going to go first so I can get my shit out of here.
Right.
Y'all judge me. I'm done. Let me do my shit and I'm out of here.
Right.
Go up, do my first joke. They laugh. I said, oh, shit. Because I threw all that old shit away. All that shit that I do, I threw all that shit away.
Right.
I threw a whole new set. They laughed. I said, oh, shit. I I did the next show. They laughed. And they laughed throughout my set. I only did like maybe 5 minutes. Got off the stage. I was like, oh shit, I did it. The host goes back up, brings the next comedian on. He's doing his time. He was like, hey man, good job. I was like, thank you, man. He said, you gotta take over the rest of the show.
Wait, what do you mean?
I said, what you talking about? You gotta take over the rest of the show, man. I gotta go. I said, you the host. He said, I'm not the fucking host, I'm a DJ. I got another gig, and I'm out of this bitch. I'm like, and he leave, he just left. Just left. I said, oh my, I don't have no more material.
No more material.
I'm out. Right. I don't have nothing. I was like, oh my God, this comedian comes off. I'm like, oh fuck. The stage is empty. I'm like, oh fuck.
Right.
So I go back on stage. They start cheering. I was like, oh shit, they like me.
Right.
Right, so I was like talking to the audience, right? They laughed at something I did in the audience. I was like, oh shit, y'all ready to keep this show rolling?
Right.
Give it up for the next day. So he came out and I was like, oh shit, that was fun. After the show, I didn't win the competition. Right. I didn't place nothing like that. But after the show, one of the comedians was like, hey man, you funny. Won't you come out to this night that I'm hosting at Club Culture? I was like, all right, cool. I go out there Monday. I mean, it's not that many people in there. And no comedian showed up. Just me and a poet. Just me and one poet. So I was like, shit, I'm going to leave here if they don't, you know, make some moves. So the owner comes up to me. His name is Olu. Olu's this African dude. Comes up to me. He says, what is your name? I was like, I'm Dile. He said, you're going to host. I was like, no, I don't even know how to host. I just came up to do like a 3 minute set. The guy invited me, your host. Yes, but the host is not going to host tonight because the host is not going to come. You are going to host, okay? I am going to go up and introduce and you host. And I was like, hold on, man. You'll be fine. And just walk off. He got my coming to the stage. You're going to like him. He is your host. What is your name again? Yes, delay. Come. I'm like, oh my God, I'm hosting. The show is an hour and a half. I'm hosting, and there's one act, poet.
So you're not hosting, you're doing an
hour. I got to do all of this time.
Right,
I got 3 minutes.
Right.
It's an hour and 27 minutes left in the show. So I go up, and I don't know nothing about working a crowd or nothing like that. First of all, it ain't no crowd. It's about 7 people in there, and they all spread the fuck out.
Right.
2 at the bar. And they're not really paying attention to me. They're in there like just to have some drinks. And whatever the fuck y'all do, if we like it, we might pay attention. So I go up, and I'm doing my shit, right? First joke, nothing. This shit just worked about a week ago.
Right.
Nothing.
Why you? That's why you there.
I'm here because I know the shit worked.
Right.
Nothing. I do the second joke. Nothing. I ain't got but 3 jokes. Third joke. Nothing. I was like, oh shit, I don't know what to do. So I was just sitting there, just talking to the audience, and this dude stood up. And it's mostly Africans in there. Tell that joke. I was like, That's what I just did. The first three were jokes. Y'all shitted on me. You didn't like none of that. I was like, hey man. We got another poet in here, and we're going, tell that joke. I don't have any more. That's why I yell back to her.
Right.
A comedian.
Right.
I don't have any more.
Right.
Okay, bring the poet. He's running the show. This is a regular nigga audience. Bring the poet and come back with their joke. Oh, sorry. They come to the stage. I forgot the poet's name. Poet. He comes up, does his thing. He does like 3 pieces. I'm like, good, nigga, stay up there forever. Don't come off. Come off. When he comes up, one of the dudes in the audience, he says, when you go to the stage, this time, do an impression of somebody. I don't know. I said, okay, all right, go back up.
This is the regular nigga in the crowd.
He's not the owner. This is like a patron. I go back up. I'm about to tell a joke. Wait, the owner, Olu. Wait, D-Lay, wait. Come. All right, this whole show's out of, I don't know what's going on. I go down. He says to me out loud like he's whispering, the show cannot be a show unless you tell the people to buy a beer. Yeah? Yeah? You have to tell the people to buy a beer. Because if they don't buy a beer, I cannot survive. They go to the white club and they buy the beers all night. No one has to say it, but in here, we have to, my people. So go and then tell the joke and uplift the people. What? Uplift the people. Make the people feel good. He never said make them laugh. He always said uplift the people. So I go back up and I'm talking, it's not, I don't know what to do. Right. So I'm thinking like movie quotes. I'm just yelling them out, right? So I go into this Scarface thing. I'm just saying one of the lines, right? And the dude stands up and says, "Yes! Yes! That is funny. Do that. Only that. Do it." Right? So I end up doing like pretty much the whole goddamn movie Scarface just to complete this whole thing. Luckily I knew the goddamn movie. So I come off, I was like, man, fuck this. This is too much work. I think I'm gonna go back to work, man. This comedy shit, this is a lot. Ain't nobody teaching me that. I don't know nothing.
Right.
So I said, hey man, I went, Olu. I said, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You know. No, thank you. You do a good job in your job as the host. I said, yeah, man, I never done it before. But that's what I'm saying to you, like naturally. So the job is yours. I said, no, I don't want it. Of course you want it. See you tomorrow. See you next Monday. So that's how I got the gig of hosting and starting my goddamn.
That is hilarious. And they just forced you into
it. I became the host. He just made me the host. And I would go every Monday, and like the following Monday, like three more people would show up. And then slowly but surely, it was like packed. I had it when it was packed. And I was the host, and it was a rowdy motherfucking club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was rowdy, man. Because then we were in South Baton Rouge, so you had some of the Africans, some Jamaicans, hood people. It was just a lot, man. It was a lot going on there.
But mine was kind of like that, too. Like, I'm from New Orleans, but I didn't start comedy in New Orleans. I started out here in L.A.
Ooh.
And so
started in L.A.
Did comedy in L.A. I went home. I'm like, I'm going to go home. I'm sort of a year in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of funny for L.A. Like, right. You know, L.A. is a showcase city. So the right. Gig is you can 3 minutes, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to go home. There's a show. Mark Howard. You remember Mark Howard?
Yeah.
Mark Howard, he's a Comic View legend, whatever. Nobody ever told me that you never go after the host. I mean, after the closer.
Right.
So it's like going after you.
Right.
After you didn't done 45 an hour.
Right.
Now we got a guest spot.
You don't know. You taking it.
I'll take whatever.
Right.
Just think of Mark in his little small ass dungeon club. I don't even remember where this shit was, but he murdering.
Right.
Murdering. And I'm telling, I just wanted, yeah. Right. He doing 45. He the headliner.
Oh.
So they already got the host. Another nigga they let
guy, right.
In middle, they got the feature, they got another guest spot. So it's like five comics, then the fucking closer, the headliner who everybody came to see. And I'm like, yo, I got all my family here. Let me go up after. I don't know shit.
I got all my family.
My family here. And let me go.
I got all my family here, man. Let me just go ahead and go. Oh, I know.
Let me go ahead and go. I'm only a year in. Right. I don't know none of this shit. The host go, yeah, man. We gonna put you. This nigga wanted me to fail.
Right.
Baby, yeah, man. Home, yeah. You know, we gonna have to let you go on up and do that shit after this nigga. And I'm like, all right, man. Like, shit, all right, cool. I've been living in L.A. about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking white girls, Mexican girls. Right. Hey, they ain't doing that shit in the South.
Nah, this is new shit you trying to pull. The fuck is all this mixing? Right. Fucking mixed girls and white girls.
So my jokes is about like right. White girls with no ass. You know how the basic bullshit when you first
start.
South,
right. But right? You're in the South though.
I'm in the South. I ain't never done comedy nowhere other than L.A.
Right.
I'm from New Orleans, but I ain't done comedy there.
Right.
Nigga, this nigga, the host bring, go up, he go, yeah, give it Mark smash, he got him on their feet. Nigga go, all right, I know the show's supposed to be over.
Oh, no.
But I got one of y'all hometown people, he from New Orleans, Ninth Ward. Now, they tell me the nigga funny, but he don't look funny. So you know how we do here.
Oh my God.
If the nigga not funny, what we do? We play it. Yeah, that's what we do here.
Oh, this is
you are Major
into
set
a blender.
Up. Major set up. You know how we do. So without further ado, again, if the nigga, if this nigga keep reiterating, if you ain't funny, you know what we do. I go up there. What up, y'all? Niggas ain't even, they not even, they just waiting. I think my joke was like something about a white girl with a flat ass and don't know how to wipe her ass and don't know where to stop. It's hilarious for LA.
Right.
Nigga, these niggas commenced to booing me so motherfucking hard.
Yeah, trying to punch him. Boom.
You could just, I look over to my section of family. These niggas is just looking at me like, basically their face was like, you told us you did this shit.
You've been out to LA and you've been hanging with stars.
Right.
You've been out there for 2 years. And this is what you call us back for?
Right.
You son of a bitch. Right. Oh no, you didn't.
Right. Nigga, I commenced to running off. Now here's the thing. Afterwards, you go upstairs. It's a party. Mm-hmm. So now I'm standing. I'm with my family. Everybody's like, it's okay, baby. You're going to be all right. I mean, niggas is walking up like, you trash, homie. You should never in your life do comedy again. You
they
trash.
They ain't holding no punches back.
Dog, they don't give a fuck about me in my life. Mm-hmm. No, come back to the South with that bullshit. Take your ass to L.A. with that shit. You call yourself a New Orleans nigga? This what you represent for us out there?
They're like, harder. They are, them crowds are much harder. New Orleans crowds, first of all, the goddamn hoes.
Fuck me up.
Put you in a rear naked choke before anything happened. Right. You couldn't even breathe before you started. Right. You was already done. Bruh, let me tell you something. I had a hoes bring me up fucked up like that one time. I was new. I'm going to tell you who did it to me. Benji Brown brought me up at Coconut Grove so fucked up.
I gotta tell you after you tell me, go ahead.
Benji Brown. I love Benji.
Right.
He didn't know me.
He didn't know you. Right.
Benji goes up, does 45 minutes of fire. Tearing this, you know, they know him out there.
Right.
He tearing this bitch down. Says, all right, y'all ready to keep the show rolling? 45 minutes in, right?
Right, 45 up top. 45,
off top. Right. Off the rip. All right, y'all ready to keep the show rolling? They on fire. They was like, yeah. He said, all right. But before I do, I want to let everybody know that one of the twins died. Yeah, man, so the service is going to be held next week. So if y'all can send y'all family, y'all in the family, the condolences and the flowers. And this is the address to send it to. And, you know, he'll be missed. You know, and if y'all can, show love to the other twin. You know what I mean? It's hard losing a loved one. So with that said, y'all ready to keep the show rolling? No! No, they don't want, they want to know what the fuck happened to twin. No! Then he says, coming to the stage, man, he need no introduction. D like, yes, the fuck, I do need an introduction. These people are worried about the twin. They don't know who I am. Of course I need an introduction.
Right.
How's it going? Right. I end up winning, but I'm like, fuck.
Right. No, listen, I don't know if you remember, but you told me, because when I got booked there, I called you and Ron G.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, because everybody kept telling me how this nigga bring niggas up fucked up. And the shit is terrible. So I called you and I was like, yo, D-Lay, how's that shit? You told me the story. He was like, yeah, I won because I did some shit, but it wasn't off some natural.
Nah, bro, I had to. If I wouldn't have did what I did up top, I would have had to fight. I would have got buried in there.
Right.
I wasn't even dressed right for that crowd. And I don't give a fuck about it. I was wearing t-shirt, jeans, distressed jeans, and cowboy boots. This is a club full of hood niggas, athletes, trap stars, Instagram models. Right. It's all this shit. And they ain't even in there for comedy. They're just in there just for show. Man, I seen them. I told the DJ, do not turn that goddamn music off until I tell you to stop. I could see them. I read the lips. It was like, look at his boots, bitch. Where do you think he at? Where do you think he at? I was like, they already looking to boo me. I got to do. But man, if I don't start off, you know, with a bang, they like, they're about to take me under, man. I was like, fuck.
Right,
man.
So I called you and Ron D. So here's what I did. I get there. I'm stressed. I'm sitting in the fucking, you know, they have the outside bar. They right. walk in, and then they walk into the club.
Right.
But everybody in that bar, I'm sitting at the end bar, just sitting there watching all these real niggas walk in.
Yeah.
It's Miami, yeah. real Coconut it's Grove, real niggas. Coconut Grove. I'm sitting there like, damn, and I ain't really done real nigga rooms. I right. had done them, but I was scared just off of what you and Ron had told me.
Yeah.
And Benji bring up. I don't even really know who Benji is.
Right.
All I'm doing is, I'm like, yo, I gotta find this nigga before the show starts.
Right.
I can't allow him. I gotta be able to talk to this nigga, get this nigga to like me right. at some point.
He's not gonna like you.
And
right.
I bring me up fucked up.
Right.
I'm walking through this motherfucker. I have no idea where this nigga's at.
Right.
He's never came to the dressing room. Mm-hmm. He's never anything. I'm sitting there stressed the fuck. I'm searching. I'm like, who the fuck is being? Can somebody find this nigga, right? He's off in the side, hugged up with some girl, some shit. And I finally find him and I go up to him and I see him and I'm like, oh shit. I just remember him. He was at Crack 'Em Up Thursday mm-hmm. murdering. Right. So I just go to him and I'm like, hey man, I'm Ocean. I'm the feature act. Right. I remember you from like 2 weeks Thursday, man, at the Crack 'Em Up Thursday, man. I'm like, you one of the most brilliant comics I ever seen in my life. I'm just watching you, man. Right. He was like, thanks, man. That nigga brought me up so cool. So much love. Because I went to that nigga right. and was like,
ice.
I broke them up. But I searched for this nigga for like an hour.
Right.
I couldn't find him at all. And that was
I did the opposite. I'm like, oh, he gonna come find me.
No.
And say, hey man, I'm gonna be bringing you up. Shit.
No. I could not find him. I wanted to find him so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, man, this has been a pleasure.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. This was dope, man.
Yeah.
I told you once we just start talking that the story's gonna roll off.
Just roll stories, bro.
And congratulations on your podcast, too.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So how can everybody find you? What you got going on next? I know you're on this road with this Big Three tour. How's that going?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, me and King Keyron, we got the Joke Boys tour that we're doing now.
Okay.
It's he and I, and we just finished up our first leg of it. So now for September and throughout the rest of the year, we'll start doing some of the colleges and some of the clubs. But just, man, just creating your own movement. That's what it is, pushing shit. I'm, you know, dropping more content on social media, but It's Delay. You can find me on all my social media handles at It's Delay or download my app,
yeah.
Delay Comedy, D-L-A-I Comedy. That's where you can find me.
And I say this 100% pure and genuine. I think you're one of the most talented, funniest brothers in the business and game. I mean, there's only a couple of people that I would like, you know, is around. I'm like, damn, I gotta watch this and
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was we were crossing paths in Atlanta. You had that. I was super sick, so I couldn't. But I was contemplating mm-hmm. just being sick just so I can go and see the show.
Yeah, yeah.
On how much I think you're brilliant and funny, man. So
thank you, brother.
I appreciate, you know, being on my podcast and
absolutely.
Continued blessings. And we from the same state, so it's all good.
Yes, sir. And we can do it again.
Let's
do it again.
Hey, man, thank you guys, everybody, for listening. It's been amazing. Thanks for Delay for coming and doing the show. Again, it's Funny Stories with Ocean Glapion. Thank you guys for tuning in.